Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Hey, chickens. We are very distracted here by the fact that the doctor has no pants on. I just got a message from Troy who said, yeah, I want to watch it again. Loved Neil Patrick Harris so much. Shooty was great, but the no pants was distracting. Thank you, Troy. It was a lot. And watching the behind the scenes, the one-handed cartwheel, like, I know he's fit, but woo. I mean, I guess that's, you know, if you want to be a big-time actor these days, it's like, if you want to be a lead, you've got to be potentially a Marvel hero, so you've got to do a lot of working out. Like, Will Poulter, who used to be, like, you know, the dweeby little thing that was in... he's in a bunch of stuff. He was in that, was it the Bandersnatch? Is that what it was called? Remember the interactive episode of Black Mirror that was on Netflix? Anyway, he was in that. He's quite a dork. And then now he's like totally fit. Like he's giant and muscular and it's quite the change. He was in an episode of The Bear recently as well and just delightful. Everyone in The Bear was delightful. Like, for a show that was like really stressful in the first series, in the second series it was like, oh, that's nice. I mean, there were a couple of very stressful episodes, but mostly it was fun. Anyway, that's here we are in the Theory Podcast in Tangent World. The Theoryverse, where all the universes have some sort of weird tangent that joins in. Anyway, Shooty's one-handed cartwheel. Woo! But I guess, you know, now it's going to be on the same app as Marvel and Star Wars and Frozen. Who hasn't thought, I want to marry the reindeer guy from Frozen? Like, I've been playing that stupid Disney Dreamlight Valley game, and that was one of the things I was like, how do I get into a relationship with him? He seems so nice. Jonathan Groff, who plays the reindeer guy. I can't even remember his name because I want to say Sven, but I think that's the name of the actual reindeer. Anyway, I'm not, you know, I don't remember the names of people in Frozen. I just sing the songs. But Jonathan Groff, who plays that character, is going to be in Doctor Who, opposite Shooty Gatwa, which is exciting. And I don't know if you've seen, it's probably floating around online. It was in the Doctor Who Unleashed special, a scene from the forthcoming Christmas special, which features a little bit of the Goblin song and the big monstery Goblin King thing. It's probably on YouTube briefly before someone deletes it. I think the whole of the giggle is on YouTube. Speaking of the giggle, another thing during the making of was David Tennant mentioning that people are going to be terrified of those puppets. I mean, the puppets that attack Catherine Tate are not okay. That is quite spooky. I think the worst thing about this episode is I felt like the biggest casualty was Donna, because so much is happening, so much is going on that she doesn't, you know, get to do as much as she has in the last couple of episodes, which, you know, it's still a decent amount of Donna, and I love Donna. But when you've got Mel and you've got Kate Stewart and you've got Shirley, and you've got, you know, Neil Patrick Harris just cutting up a rug as the toy maker, like having the best fun and being spectacular, it's kind of hard to fit in, you know, some decent stuff. Like there were some cute moments, but it just wasn't enough. Like the ending was, I thought was spectacular, and I did love having Sylvia there being finally accepting of the Doctor, and also the implication that the Doctor just keeps taking people on trips. Like, I mean, is this Russell T. Davis just going, here you go, Big Finish. Here is an entire world of David Tennant spin-offs for you to have. So the Doctor takes Sylvia to history, nearly gets her beheaded in the French Revolution. I don't know why that came into my head. The Doctor takes Sean somewhere fun. Maybe Sean can go to the 66 World Cup, which, you know, the Doctor went to in Liberation of the Daleks. Speaking of Liberation of the Daleks, the comic strip that comes in between The Power of the Doctor, Jodie Whittaker's last episode, and The Star Beast. It goes in between The Power of the Doctor and, is it Destination Scarrow? Is that what they're calling the Children in Need episode? Because, like, the Doctor says something about, oh God, I'd hate to accidentally end up on Scarrow again. And he does. But in that comic, I had a theory. you know, they come to me often, theories just appear unbidden. Anyway, because there had been a mention, I think, in the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group about how the 14th Doctor had just not really, you know, seemed like he was going through any kind of regeneration issues the way, you know, when David Tennant first took over the role, he spent almost the entire episode in bed. So my theory was that because this is a body he's been in before, because he's kind of, you know, it doesn't need that whole adjustment period because it's not so much a complete overhaul as sort of like a regression to a past state, if that makes sense. Which Jordan said, I really like that theory. The old shoe theory of the Doctor's body. The Doctor's bodies are like shoes. You only have to wear them in once. And maybe that's what causes the erratic behavior with each new body, is that their mind has to wear it in and get used to it. But this Doctor's just wearing an old shoe and it already fits and he's comfy, so he just hit the ground running. Shoes get worn out. They get holes in them and you're like, I really love these shoes. I'm going to, you know, I don't want to go. I don't want to get rid of these shoes. They're just, my toes are coming out and the rain's getting in. and also, like, you know, when you get a new pair of shoes and it is a nightmare, it's like, I can't walk in these shoes. Same with glasses. I just had to get a new pair of glasses, and I'm dreading getting them. Like, I've gone to an old pair, so everything's a little bit blurry. And I'm just kind of terrified of the new glasses because I know there's like about 2 weeks where I constantly feel like I'm going to fall over. And, you know, we're heading into January. It's nearly the anniversary of me falling over on my birthday. How is my birthday now a celebration of wrecking my knee? So, yeah, and I still can't walk properly. It's been a year. I'm terrified of falling over. So this must be what the doctor feels like. Like, you know, it'd be like having new glasses, new shoes all at once. You would just be completely discombobulated. And I'm wondering if the bi generation... why is it called that? It's hilarious. Like, it's like bifurcated generation or just a two-person generation. Bi-generation just sounds so hilariously silly. I love it. But, you know, maybe the result of that is that, you know, so because so much of the old doctor has gone into the 14th doctor, the 15th doctor is kind of unburdened by that, you know, whole shake-up of all of the cells reorganizing. It's like all the new bits that were going to happen are just there all at once. And he doesn't need to have, you know, a whole period of reorganizing and restructuring and kind of settling down. Like, that whole regeneration thing doesn't need to happen because it's only the new bits. Like, the old bits are kind of gone off into the old doctor. I don't know. It's a theory, because looking at the trailer, I don't think there's going to be much sitting around and needing cups of tea. But then also maybe because it's not a hugely traumatic regeneration. Like, the Christopher Eccleston into David Tennant regeneration was, you know, berserk. Like, it was a big regeneration because he absorbed the whole time vortex from Rose. So who knows? Anyway, I have a massive backlog of your thoughts, your theories, your opinions on all three of these specials. We will continue that here in the 800s. Adam Richard Has a Theory. Jump on patreon.com/AdamRichard or join me online at Facebook in the group Adam Richard Has a Theory, and we will hash out how we feel about all of this newness.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.